SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. It appears Iran's drone attack may be the key to unlock new aid for Israel on Capitol Hill. Correspondent Andrew Stewart explains.
Aid to Israel has remained tied up for months by disagreements over whether and how much aid should be approved for Ukraine. Many conservatives are in favor of decoupling Israeli aid from any bill for Ukraine, even as some also insist on more robust spending on U.S. border security. After the Iran drone attack, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise vowed on Saturday that the chamber will vote on Israel legislation next week. Andrew Stewart, Washington.
Donald Trump says he wants to debate President Biden sooner and more often. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
Right now, there are three presidential debates tentatively scheduled in September and October. But in a letter to the commission overseeing debates, the Trump campaign asked for additional and earlier opportunities for Trump to take the stage against Joe Biden. Campaign officials for the former president said moving up the timetable would ensure more Americans have a full chance to see the candidates before they start voting. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The rural city of Grants Pass in southern Oregon has become the unlikely face of the nation's homelessness crisis as its case over anti-camping laws goes before the Supreme Court this month. The case has broad implications for cities, including whether they can fine or jail people for camping in public. Since 2020, courts have barred Grants Pass from enforcing the ordinance. The justices will hear arguments on April 22nd. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowing to boost social spending, develop infrastructure, and make the country a global manufacturing hub. He unveiled his Nationalist Party's election strategy just as voting is about to begin. This is SRN News. New York state officials are being allowed to continue legal action against a county outside New York City that has banned males from competing on female sports teams. A U.S. District Court judge has denied Nassau County's request for a temporary restraining order against State Attorney General Letitia James. The initial ruling does not address the legality of the country's ban, the county's ban. That issue will be decided at a later date. A growing number of states and localities are trying to keep men off women's sports teams. The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics has announced a policy that bans males from competing against females. The NAIA is the governing body for most of this country's small colleges. It covers about 83,000 athletes across the country. The league's Council of Presidents approved the policy in a unanimous vote, saying that all sports, quote, include some combination of strength, speed, and stamina, giving competitive advantages to males. This is SRN News. A doctor has been found guilty of tainting IV bags at a surgical center where he worked.
The Dallas anesthesiologist was convicted for injecting a nerve-blocking agent and other drugs into bags of intravenous fluid, which led to the death of a coworker and caused cardiac emergencies for several patients. The 60-year-old man faces up to 190 years in prison after evidence presented at trial showed numerous patients at Surgicare North Dallas suffered cardiac emergencies during routine medical procedures performed by various doctors between May and August of 2022. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Dolly Parton has written another kid's book based on her French bulldog friend. Billy the Kid Comes Home for Christmas follows Parton's god dog, Billy the Kid, as he goes on tour with his band. Billy has to decide whether being with his family on Christmas is more important than performing at the Barkefeller Center on that day. This is SRN News.